Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. Matt, I'm just conducting an opinion survey about the upcoming elections, and we would like to include your response to the study. Just for a statistical purpose only, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Just for a statistical purpose?
1964.
Thank you. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not?
I am.
You are.
I am.
And what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have
Bachelor.
Received? Thank you, ma'am. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And is your race white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian?
White.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on. As you may know, there will be elections for president to U.S. Congress and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024
100%.
Election?
100%.
Almost certain. Do I record
yeah.
that as you're right? Okay. Now, how yep. motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? On the scale from 0 to 10, and 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely
10.
Motivated. Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has as to create change in your community? From 0 to 10?
9.
A lot of power, okay. And thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Abortion, jobs in the economy, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, immigration, healthcare, Israel-Palestine conflict, cost of living and inflation, criminal justice, reform.
Okay, health. I got it. Healthcare and abortion.
Healthcare and abortion. Okay. Okay. Here we go. But I got a few more. Maybe you change your mind. Criminal justice reform, police violence, student loan forgiveness, crime and violence, and climate change. Still the same? Healthcare and abortion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you don't feel either warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, and if you don't recognize the name, you let me know, okay?
Okay.
Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 10.
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't
and
know
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
From 0 to 10?
0.
Democrats in Congress, what number?
8.
And Kamala Harris, what number?
9.
And Republicans in Congress?
4.
Okay. And Joe Biden?
9.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, from who would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or an independent candidate, or you are on the side?
Joe Biden.
Okay, Mr. Biden. Now, if you have to choose from who would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay. Now, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, from who would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democrats candidate, or are you on the side?
The Democrats.
Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both?
Biden.
Much better under Biden or somewhat
yeah.
better?
Much better.
Now, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or will make no difference to you one way or the other? Now,
okay.
Protects abortion rights. Much more likely to support a candidate like that?
Much.
Somewhat more?
Yeah, much more. Mm-hmm.
Brings down prices and makes the cost of living more affordable.
Somewhat more.
Okay. And fights racism and discrimination. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less.
Somewhat more, yeah.
Okay.
Somewhat more.
Is effective and gets things done. Much more,
much more.
Okay. Wants to build black wealth. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less.
Somewhat
less.
More.
Okay. And is honest and ethical.
Much more.
Much more. Is too woke. Much more.
Is who?
Too woke. So the person is too woke. W-O-K-E.
Okay. Oh, I don't care.
So somewhat less.
Somewhat
less. Okay. Thank you. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. A 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Secures at the border from 0 to 10.
I don't know. I guess so it's 5.
Okay.
What?
And grows the economy. How well do you think that phrase describes the Democrats? 0 does not describe them well at all? 6, okay. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. What number?
7.
Defends democracy.
9.
Looks out for people like me.
9.
And wants to build black wealth. How well do you think that phrase describes the Democrats in Congress?
I don't know. 5.
Okay. And puts people over politics?
5.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, next, I'm going to read you real quick some statements that people have made for each.
Yeah, so it has to be real quick because I got to go.
Yeah, please reach each statement. Rate each statement from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. And 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated. And 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. From 0 to 10, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under the Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
From 0 to 10.
Okay. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit and the Democrats American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. What number?
10. Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, I have been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and grow in black businesses ownership at its fastest
zero,
rate in 30
yeah,
years.
Yeah, 0. I don't have a business.
As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates a flock of laws, a red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand
6.
School safety. 6. Okay. And as a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats
7.
In Congress have not expanded the coverage to me and 20.7 million other black Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, okay. Look, I got to go. This is a lot longer than I thought. It's 7.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
Your time.